Cat's here.
Stop eating so loudly.
I'm not eating. Is that your stomach
rumbling? My stomach is rumbling. It's so embarrassing. I was trying to get at you and then my stomach rumbled.
Harriet, gas?
Let down by my own. It's not gas.
What
it's
is
just
it?
A rumble.
Gastric.
No, it's just hungry.
Bit of gastric business.
It's not gastric business. It's just hungry. It's a hungry rumble.
Actually, rumbling stomachs aren't a sign of hunger. Did you know that?
Well, mine is.
Mm.
What's yours like, then?
It rumbles, but that's not because you're hungry.
Yes, it is.
Okay, fine.
What is it then?
Well, it's because it's still, like, it's emptying out.
No, it's not. I'm not just emptying out while I'm sat on the sofa here. I'm not emptying my bowels as I sit on the sofa. Why does it always come back to my bowels? Why
what do you mean?
That?
When
we
did it
just
ever
started
come
and then you've made it about my bowels
when
already.
When has it ever come back to your bowels in the past?
When I had that diary and it was embarrassing.
When was that? Oh, your poo chart.
Yes, my poo chart.
Well, you've brought it back to that, haven't you?
No.
We'd all forgotten.
It's not started how I wanted it to start.
Has it started?
No, it hasn't.
You can always edit this.
I don't edit it.
You can always ask Elliot to edit it.
Elliot, please, can you edit Sunil out of the podcast? And then it's just me talking. We just don't hear Sunil ever respond.
And it's only about your own diarrhea.
Not about my diarrhea, no.
Why has Harriet got diarrhea?
No, it's not called Why Has Harriet Got Diarrhea. Why is Harriet so nice?
Wow, what a podcast. What a podcast that would be. You're right.
Sorry, no. I've been sick.
Have you?
You don't even know. You don't even know what's happened. I've had
a cold.
I had a cold. No, but yeah. A nasty cold for like days. Could not stop sneezing. Like, it's horrific. Like, I don't know if you've ever been like tired by sneezing. Because you're sneezing so
no,
much.
I
you
haven't.
Can't sneeze anymore, but you just, you have to sneeze.
I can't sneeze because one of my muscles in my shoulder have seized up. And every time I sneeze, it hurts. So, like, as I'm about to sneeze, my body's like, no, because it's going
to
hurt.
You're training yourself not to sneeze?
No, my body's like, we can't do this.
Your body's literally training you not to have emotions.
No, not no emotion, is it?
A
it's a seized muscle.
Yeah.
A sneeze is an emotion.
Yeah, well, you're letting out something.
No, it's
you
not.
Know? Yeah,
you're
it
an
is.
Idiot.
Yeah.
It's not. A sneeze is not an emotion. You will not sell that to anyone. No one's going to believe that.
I am, but then it turned into a sinus infection, and now I have a sinus infection.
Oh, do you?
Because my I have small tubes, and they get inflamed. But
Harriet Knowsley's tubes.
My tubes, I got bad tubes, and so it goes inflamed. But then that means that so for ages I don't sneeze because it's all trapped, and then at some point during the day I'll blow my nose and it will go, and then everything comes out, and everyone goes, oh God, and everyone.
Did it come out in public?
Yeah, it just you can't control when it's going to come out.
You mustn't.
At one point, I'll blow it and it would just go. It Bobby says it's like a trombone. Like, I had to get changed. I was doing this thing and then I had to do it. And I had been filming, and so it was the only way I could kind of blow my nose without a camera on me. And everyone was like, "Jesus Christ!"
Really?
Like, jumping out the way. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I'd love to have been there.
Yeah, if only you'd been there. If only you'd been there. Maybe it will happen at some point today. We don't know.
Oh,
I'll
really?
Go to blow my nose still... and then suddenly it will all come out. Yeah.
What do you mean it'll come? You mean it'll come out into a?
Hopefully,
into
we
a
can
tissue.
Only hope into a tissue.
Oh no.
Not on the floor.
Have you ever sneezed and forgotten to cover your mouth and nose?
Yes.
Because you got stuff in your hands and then it's all over a window. Have you never done? I did that the other
That's
day.
So specific.
Did it?
What
on,
window?
Our patio doors.
House. Patio doors. Whose patio doors?
Mine.
Oh, that's disgusting. You live with housemates.
Yeah, no one was there and they don't
Did
listen to this.
Did you get Jif and clean it up?
Yes.
You just left it there?
No, I did. I'm just trying to remember what I used instead of Jif. Just like
I
a flash.
I use eco stuff, so it's
Do
actually
you?
Yeah, you should as well. It's bad for the environment.
Really?
Yeah, don't use stuff that's bad for the environment.
What's bad about the Jif for the environment?
It's all chemicals. The chemicals, you're releasing them into the ozone layer and then everyone's going to die.
That's
so
not, come on,
just...
it's not ozone layer chemicals in Jif. It's in
what
aerosols.
Is it then? What then why am I buying eco ones?
I don't know.
Is it a scam?
I don't know.
Why am I paying more? Is it a scam?
No, you're paying more. It's not. It's to make yourself feel good.
No, it's for the planet.
Yeah, but you feel good because you're doing
it. No, because I just don't feel guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
If I use Jif, then I feel guilty because I think this is bad.
So the
but
eco people have made
Jif?
You feel guilty first in order for you to buy their stuff.
Oh my God, the eco people are the real monsters.
Oh my God. No, we don't know who the real monsters are. Maybe it's us.
No, we do. It's Coca-Cola.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
They're bad. They're so
bad. Oh yeah,
bad.
No, I've heard that. They use a lot of water.
Yeah. Yeah, they're using up all the water and making Coca-Cola.
When do you get SodaStream?
Really
no, they're bad
a
as well.
SodaStream. What?
Because of Palestine or something.
Why is everything I love bad?
Because of Palestine.
Yeah, they've got a factory in occupied territories.
Bullshit.
I don't understand
it
totally,
water.
But we've got a SodaStream because it was one of our housemates. God. Evelyn Mock.
Wow, you just outed.
Like, so many people have got angry with me in the last couple of weeks because I haven't mentioned their names on this podcast.
I just said Eleanor Mock. I don't know why.
Well, don't repeat it.
Sorry, Evelyn.
She's not going to listen.
I know. I just don't know what's. Yeah, she's not going to listen. Look, you can't. You can't worry about that. This is a professional podcast.
Yes,
this is a professional podcast, and just because our friends and family listen does not mean that we can be swayed. This is a,
absolutely.
A professional podcast.
Stop saying that.
It's not just listened to by friends and family. I feel like the more I say it, maybe the more it will be true. Other people listen as well.
I know they do.
It's professional.
Stop saying that. it's weird. It makes
room?
It unprofessional
it's
when you say it's professional.
No, professional podcast. Why is Harriet crying? We should put that actually when we tweet it. When we tweet it, we should say professional podcast. Why is Harriet crying?
Okay.
Has a new episode.
Why don't you just call yourself a professional?
I would love to call myself a professional.
I think you are a professional.
Am I?
Well,
about
I don't
what?
Know.
A professional woman.
What's the definition of professional?
Someone that knows what they're doing, maybe.
No, that's not true.
What is it? Someone that.
Get paid
isn't
for it
if
it.
You do, yeah, if you do it for money.
I do things for money. Not that. Not that.
What?
Stand up
that.
Comedy.
Okay, well done.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, so I've been.
Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
It's a professional podcast.
It's
see
a
you
professional
soon.
Podcast. We don't take requests.
Don't we?
Professional. Yeah, we do.
We've taken
a
lot
time.
Of requests
know,
in the past.
Yeah.
Like people have asked to come on this and we've just let them on.
I know.
And then we've got, you know, chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. And then people said they didn't actually like it when people came on. That
really? Did people say that?
Yeah, the reaction was strongly...
strongly anti-Sean McLaughlin.
Sean came on and it was downhill from there, yeah. Talking about crying in a train station or wherever he was.
Oh,
yeah,
Sean.
That makes sense. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had a cold and then I got sinusitis. And then I had chest pains. I was meant to go and see Kate Lucas's show and I couldn't go because I had chest pains. And then I had to Google, how do you know if you're having a heart attack?
Mm.
And it said... It basically said you're either having a heart attack or you're not having a heart attack, like, but there's no real way to know.
I think you'll know if you're having a heart attack because it'd be so painful. It's like a crushing.
Well, sometimes it goes over a few days, doesn't it? So
oh,
it's like
it?
You get a few symptoms over like 3 or 4 days,
yeah.
And you don't even realize it's happening.
Oh my god, maybe I'm having
like,
a heart attack
yeah.
right now. I'm literally doing a podcast while having a heart attack. What could be more professional than that?
No, this is...
That's probably really unprofessional.
A real professional, actually, to keep working through a heart attack.
I don't think you've got a heart attack.
Started on Sunday. What day is it now? Friday. 5 days I've been working with a heart attack.
This is. I don't like this.
Continuing.
Evelyn Mock fell over the other day.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
dear.
It's not very professional, is it?
It's not very professional of it, but...
Did she get back up again?
She did, but then she twisted her ankle.
Oh.
As well, and then she was so worried for days that she had internal hemorrhaging. She was like, "Have I got internal? I'm not. You haven't got internal. There's no. You don't get a swollen ankle and then die of that.
Sepsis.
I've had
sepsis
that.
Is. Yeah, you could have died.
I know.
Your leg has been going on for so long.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, your leg injury, not your leg. Your leg has been going on.
It's not like out the door.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
How is your leg?
It's healing, but slowly. I think I shouldn't probably go to the doctor again.
It's mad how long it's been
going
on.
It is mad, isn't it?
I think you might have to lose it.
No,
do you think
you're gonna?
I think it might have to be amputated. I think after this long, it's just safer just to take it off.
Well, in case it spreads.
In case it spreads to the other leg. Maybe, I think it might suit you actually having like a...
Peg leg.
Amputated
leg. I saw a really nice titanium leg on Instagram the other day.
Well, maybe buy that.
No, that's expensive.
Well, maybe they'll get it for you.
Who, they?
They'll probably, the NHS, they'll probably get you like
I'm pretty sure they'll get me a titanium leg.
No, they'll just get you like a stick on wheels or something.
Yeah, they'll get me a bit of timber, a plank of wood.
A plank of wood.
A 2x4. There you are. Yeah.
Sand it down so you don't get splinters.
That is worrying, actually. I should use my doctor app with the video chat.
Yeah, call the doctor, show them your leg.
And then they'll go, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know those doctors, are they sitting in a room with just a phone or are they like doing that in between face-to-face appointments?
No, they're doing it. I think they've got just a laptop in a room.
Or are they just
it's
getting
weird,
on
isn't
the
it?
Stomach rumbled again.
Was that yours?
Yes. Or are they just getting on with their day maybe? Like are they just
it's
like, speaking to them there in yoga or something?
Yeah, they're like in Waitrose or something.
Yeah, it's fine, mate. Yeah. Well, they're selecting cheese.
That's great, actually. That's going to be the future. Everyone's just getting on with their business. Just...
Everyone's getting on with their business.
So
is
getting
nice.
On with their business, having a heart attack, creeping through.
Well, my watch tells me if I've got irregular heart. It saved a lot of people from heart attacks.
Yeah, but how does it know if you're having pains in your chest?
No, but it can know if your heart is irregularly beating. So it say, right, go and check that out.
Really?
It's got a proper EKG on it.
What is that?
Electrocardiogram.
Wow. What else does this watch do? Tell the time? Nah.
Well, it does tell the time. It's got a recorder on it, so I can record anything.
Don't record me against
we're
my will.
We're recording now.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry.
It also tells me to stand up every hour and go
I
for
have
a walk.
Not, you've been sat down for over an hour now and you have not stood up.
I have. I've literally been sat down for five
you
minutes.
You went for a cigarette. That yeah, doesn't that's count.
It tells me to go for a ciggy every hour.
Get your healthy cigarette in.
It can be used as a emails. I got my emails on here.
It doesn't seem, you don't seem like you read it very well. You're not looking
yeah,
at
okay,
like it.
I am looking at it.
You're squinting to kind of
you're
read
squinting.
It and your arm is at a very unnatural angle.
That's because I'm trying to hold this microphone as well.
No, I really want to get a watch like that. It's my
do
dream.
You?
Yeah.
It's got maps on it.
I really want one.
Look, it's got a map on it.
Wow.
So it can tell you where you're walking.
What and it's good because you don't have to get your phone out, so you can use it to pay for stuff.
You can.
Do you think anyone will ever sponsor us? Because like, we've basically just done an scary? Advert for a watch, but nobody has
I don't
ever
think Apple's
offered
gonna
to sponsor
us.
Us.
I'd be very surprised if
they
one of the biggest corporations in the
decided
world
decided we were the show that
they're
they
like,
were going to
can you be
back?
The spokespeople? Because we're struggling and we think you might be the guys to get us through
we're
this.
We're the ones to help.
We get SodaStream.
We've mentioned SodaStream a lot, and
so
I haven't
much.
Even got any SodaStream.
You know
and they've got no moral standards. So
yeah,
go
well,
for
I
it.
Don't know. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of this.
All all they're doing is making fizzy water. Like, I really don't think it.
They're
be
not
that
even
bad.
Making it. We are at home.
But then I was thinking, is it worse for the environment if you're making fizzy water, like just using the electricity to make fizzy water all the
it's
time?
It's not electricity.
Okay. How do you make fizzy water?
Well, you put the gas canister and then you press
blow
a button.
In it.
What?
How the gas blows in the water?
Yeah.
So the gas, but then how does the gas blow into the water?
Well, it's
electricity.
It's really compressed, so you just release it. With
but
a little
is there electricity?
No.
I don't understand how it works. How can gas just get in water and then it's fizzy?
It's like an aerosol, isn't it? If you press a button, it comes out because it's really compressed. You're just letting it out.
Okay, so it's not bad for the environment if I get a SodaStream. So then I can drink fizzy water guilt-free.
Well, I don't know. Well, you won't use any plastic.
That's exactly. I won't use any
you
plastic.
Use
I don't
so
use
much
electric.
Plastic. You should feel so guilty.
I don't. I carry a water
use.
Bottle and a reusable cup, but then I lose my reusable cup about twice a week, and so then I have to buy a new reusable cup.
Yeah, I know,
and so then
yeah.
I'm just using all these reusable cups.
Yeah. Would you? I mean, I don't know what you want to say. You're not trying your best.
I am absolutely trying my best. I'm lugging around.
If you were trying
all these
your
utensils.
Best, you'd have your reusable cup on a lanyard around your neck.
I'm not good with things around my neck. I get neck ache.
What about that rape whistle you used to have?
Also, if it's full of coffee, it's going to spill coffee all over me as I'm walking.
Well, get one that's sealed. I was going to get you one, but I don't want to.
Please get me one.
I've told you the one to get.
I got another one, and then the bloody thing fell off.
Why did you get another one when I told you the one that actually worked?
I can't remember the one you said that actually worked.
I literally sent you the link on Amazon.
I know, but then I forgot.
Please sponsor us, Amazon.
Yeah, no one wants to sponsor us.
You hear about Jeff Bezos' divorce settlement?
Yes.
Extraordinary.
Pretty sweet. How much she get? But they worked together. Like they came up.
Like
with
she was a huge. I think she would have been a huge part of that company.
Yeah, old fashioned sexism.
Is it?
Just saying. Yeah, just saying that she made the. But they made it together.
Yeah.
They were a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how he found his wife? It's a really weird story. I was reading.
Did he order her online?
Yeah. Took a week to arrive. So this has got to be quicker. No, he had like a series of like. What he there's like a specific question he asked. Oh yeah, he wanted a wife that he could ask, that could get him out of a foreign jail.
What?
As a thought experiment, he said, "I want the type of wife who could get me out of a foreign jail, like someone who he thought was resourceful and persistent and that kind of thing."
Unfortunately, I'm never going to be able to marry him. Yeah, he's never going to ask me to marry him. He'll just be in jail for longer.
Yeah. You'd actually put sentence upon sentence. But, you know, she'd compound.
Yeah. Your wife has
the
now
issue.
Told us this that you did. And she accidentally told us. Oh, no, he's in for more time.
Yeah. So that
I
was,
wonder what that means. I wonder what skill set
yeah,
she has
she
to be able
what
to do that.
Well, I think they met when they were working together in a management consultancy.
And
so.
He ended up in jail in a foreign country.
No,
she
no, but
busted
that was
him
his,
out.
No, it didn't actually happen.
Oh.
But he was like, I want someone who can get me out of a foreign jail.
What's a foreign jail?
Well, he should meet my friend Melissa because she got me out of an American jail.
He should marry her now.
He should marry her.
Oh no, he's already got her.
Oh,
because he got those dick pics, didn't he?
Yeah. But God, yeah. What a time.
What now?
I don't know. Just in general. what a time we live in.
All right, tell you what, you give me a tenner.
Yeah.
I'll send you that mug.
Okay, deal. Okay. I'm going to give it to you in.
You've got Amazon Prime as well, why don't you just get it yourself? I'll do it for you. I'll press the buttons.
Thank you.
It's one click ordering.
But then I'm never in when it comes, and then I have to go to the post office.
Not for Amazon, you don't.
Yes, I do.
They give it to the neighbour, don't they?
Yeah, but then my neighbour is she's getting a lot of parcels.
Oh, yeah,
she's
you should
got
do
one
that,
from
then.
Last week.
But use one of the drop boxes around the corner.
Oh, what?
You can do they have drop boxes in like a co-op and stuff.
In the co-op, they have a drop box.
Some co-ops, they have it everywhere. They have loads.
Co-op, they don't in mine.
Please, stop being defeatist.
Okay, I'm going to try my best to get a mug. Yeah. I think it just seems so sad to get rid of all kind of attraction or feelings and just be like, I just want someone that can do something practical. That is exactly how you would pick a wife.
No, that's I don't think he was saying that's the sole criteria. He was saying that is the criteria for someone I want to marry, but obviously there's other stuff.
What's yours?
Just get me out of a normal jail.
You have any jail.
Don't really like holidays that much, so I won't go abroad.
Just the UK jail.
Actually, just found some really good deals on weekends to Amsterdam, so.
I just got that email.
I just got that email as well. Oh my God. Elliot, did you get that email?
No.
Okay.
Oh no. Let's all go to Amsterdam. Let's do an episode in Amsterdam.
Okay.
I'm going traveling this summer.
Are you?
I've decided,
yeah. Where are you going?
Going to go find myself somewhere.
You're not taking Bobby with you?
No. Well, a while ago, Bobby was like, Bobby's doing the Edinburgh Festival. And he said, maybe I could not do the Edinburgh Festival and then we could go traveling together. And I said, Bobby, I'm really busy. I'm not going to have time to... do things with you, like you need to start out your own thing.
Yeah.
And then he booked it, and then now I have no one to.
Yeah, 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 that makes sense. Yeah.
But I'm gonna go. Yeah. So I'm just gonna go somewhere, and then
where are you gonna go?
I don't know. I'm gonna go to Europe, maybe.
Oh,
brave! And
then maybe
my sister come out, and then I'll see my sister, and maybe
very brave. Going
and then you can come. Yeah.
Going to Europe. Very
Why
brave
laughing?
Indeed.
Why?
I thought you were gonna
so
go
brave.
Somewhere that you'd have to really sort of have to, you know.
So now,
struggle.
I can't eat peanuts.
China.
I can't eat
vegetables.
Yeah, oh my
word. You won't last a minute
in China. I can't eat any animals.
You'll have to take Huel with you.
I'm not taking Huel with me.
Well, that's your life now.
I did think about doing the... I got a bit excited about doing the trail, the PCT. Do you know what I mean?
Can you just say it again?
Is it Appalachian Trail?
Appalachian... Oh, in America?
Yeah, the PCT trail. It's what they did Wild. You know that film Wild?
No.
It's what she did. But then I hate wildlife that are like that attack like bears and snakes and stuff.
Mm.
But you know what I mean?
You hate wildlife that what? Attacks.
That attacks.
Yeah.
I like them when they're just doing their own thing, but I don't like it when they like
get in your way and that.
When they,
yeah.
When they're gonna,
you don't like being threatened by wildlife.
I don't like being threatened by wildlife.
You're on your own out there.
And you'd be on your own. So part of me thinks it's exciting, but then also like because loads of people do it, and like there's this camaraderie.
Yeah.
But then I don't actually want that camaraderie.
You
I don't want to be
alone.
Stuck walking with someone. Yeah.
Yeah, just spend a weekend in Amsterdam, I reckon.
Yeah, but then I once spent 6 hours alone in Buxton. And I started crying
because
I got so upset.
Why?
Because I felt so alone. So I don't know if the PCT trail is for me.
Well, in Buxton, you were doing a show as well.
Yeah.
So there's that added stress.
I wasn't stressed about that. I just
can you do
I
a show on the Appalachian
lonely.
Trail?
No way would I
take
no,
Slutty
the
Joan abroad.
Get away. No, I wouldn't get away. Forget Slutty Joan. Leave her behind. Well, I just hit myself in the face with the microphone. so I'm going to go because I never did it. I'm going to go traveling.
Oh, you never went traveling? But you spent a lot. You went to New York on your own.
Yeah, I did. I did do that. But I mean, that had a various things went wrong there.
Really?
But then I can if I go traveling to Europe, I'll just come back again. I'll just go somewhere and just come back.
You can come back from anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, but easier for if you're close.
Oh, you can get on back on the Eurostar if
you
go to Paris.
Yeah, just come back. Yeah, come back for the day. I just go to France, shall I?
It's expensive, though.
Is it?
Well, Europe is. You could spend, like, months in the Far East or something, but you wouldn't survive there.
I don't have months.
What happens to peanut allergy sufferers
days.
In Thailand?
What?
Nothing.
What do you say, peanut allergy?
What happens to peanut allergy sufferers in Thailand?
It's very difficult. But actually, at least they let you eat it. Deliveroo, they won't even deliver it if you've got an allergy.
No.
They say, do you have an allergy? And you say, yes. They say, sorry, we can't deliver to you.
Good.
So now, no, it's not good
it's
because
not good.
Now I just can't tell them. I'm like living in fear.
Well, now there's a gap in the market for someone who will deliver to people with allergies.
Yeah, but then they're going to kill someone, aren't they? So it's never, you can't be too confident about these things.
Well, it doesn't help that people like you who are allergic
Don't tell point at me while you say
people
this.
People in Lyon that you're not allergic to stuff?
Because they say, are you allergic? And if you say yes, they say, I'm sorry, we can't serve you if you have an allergy. So why would you say yes? Because then you don't get food. So you have to say no. And then
you get food
they
say, that kills
are
you
sure you're not allergic? And you say,
do
yes.
they say that?
And they
can
say,
sense
is that an
it or they can
in your
smell
bag?
It on
and I go,
you.
No. It's a vibrator. It gets really weird. It's like I'm being questioned all the time.
Yeah, it's like being questioned.
I'm
all
living
time,
in fear. That's why I've got to run away. To
yeah,
Europe.
I mean, you.
They don't care.
So
in
strange.
Don't give a shit. You know, they're just like, oh fuck it.
I know. It's so strange that you have to live like that.
Straight.
Because you've never known what it's felt like to walk into somewhere and not worry about that.
No, never. But I mean, I don't worry. Everyone else does, but I don't.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
We all have to worry about your idiocy.
Okay, well, you should go to Europe and find yourself.
I'm going to go. And then I'll go to Edinburgh and find myself in Edinburgh.
Oh, I'll see you there, yeah. Can I recommend some places in Europe to go to for you?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people bother going there, but Vienna is very nice.
Vienna? Is that a kind of ice cream?
Vienetta is an ice cream. Vienna is a capital.
But what is that? Is that ice cream from there?
I don't know. I think it's made up.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, Vienna's nice. Florence?
My mum says Florence
is
nice.
Yeah, Florence is amazing.
What do you do there, though? What am I going to do with my days?
In Florence? Mm. Well, there's the Medici Gardens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's the...
They've got cool history because they were all fighting, weren't they? Medici family.
Oh, them, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you've got the big museum.
Not a big museum person.
Really? It's got a load of like dinosaurs. Renaissance paintings.
No.
Statue of David?
No.
You don't want to see that? Okay, it's quite small. Yeah.
No dinosaurs.
What do you like?
If it's a museum, then I like dinosaurs. Sometimes Egyptian things, but I get really scared. Do you know what I mean?
The Louvre?
I do like that other one, Musée d'Orsay. I've been there. I do quite
the
like
the modern
that
art
one.
One.
In
That's
Paris,
the modern
yeah.
one, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that one. The Louvre I found a bit boring.
Really?
I just didn't really feel it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I just some of the old ones, it's just like, it's literally pictures of like outside. So it's either like a city or like countryside. And you're like, why don't you just open a window? Look out a window, you know? Why have you got this picture?
Well, they didn't have photographs back then either, don't forget.
Yeah, but they had windows.
But also, the Renaissance ones are interesting because that's the first time they learned how to paint people.
What?
In proper perspective. Like before that, if you look at the paintings of people, it's like weird flat images. But then they realise, oh, you can use perspective.
No, they knew that before.
No, they didn't.
They only learnt that. When was that?
In the Renaissance.
When is that?
I don't know,
like you don't know your dollar, like, you know, like
late
stuff.
1400s to late 1600s. Yeah.
1400s
to
1600s.
What?
It's just really nice seeing you fail because you're so confident.
No, that's
about
I did it at A levels. That was it was like
I late. Did loads of things at A levels. I don't remember any of it. What are you talking about?
I know when the Renaissance was.
Oh yeah.
1400 to 1600.
Google,
roughly about that.
Google.
Roughly. Nobody knows Google. Exactly when it starts.
When is Renaissance?
Go on then.
When.
Is you, can you spell Renaissance?
Yes, because I have
autocorrect.
Yeah. When do you think it is?
I don't know, like 1400s to the 1600s?
You're 100 years off. 1300 to 1600.
13 to 16, okay.
Yes. Began in the 14th century. That's maybe where you were confused.
Sorry, I didn't get it exactly right for you.
Well, because you said 14 and it was the 14th century. I think that's my
Yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Yeah. You don't have to, you know, constantly pick out stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I went to go and see Childish Gambino.
Oh, did
the
you?
The modern Renaissance man.
Because he can rap, act, and write.
Write. He can
and stand
dance.
Up.
He can look attractive.
He can look pretty. Yeah.
He's got everything.
Yeah.
It was so good. It made me think that, like, I would join a cult. Like, I would be his third wife. I would be his third wife.
Is he
wife.
A Mormon?
No.
He is a Mormon, isn't
no,
he?
No, the option isn't there. I'm just saying. I would be someone's third wife. If
yeah, I think
him.
That's part of his appeal, isn't it?
Yeah, because he's just like, I don't even need to be like, I just want to be around him. You know what
An
I mean?
An aura.
He's just got a great aura, yeah.
Evelyn Mok has met him. Oh, no, been in the same room as him. I remember her telling me. So you have to talk to Evelyn about
and
this.
And then I'll be nearer him.
And she was like too scared to talk to him. Because
yeah,
he looked
course.
Like he was, apparently he was just sitting on his own.
Yeah, maybe. But sometimes, that's what my therapist said, when people sit in the corner at parties...
Mm.
They want to be talking to people in the parties, but if you sit in the corner, then you give the impression that no one wants to talk to you. So maybe he just he didn't know what impression he was giving off, and he actually was feeling lonely inside.
It's amazing, isn't it? He's literally, you can project anything you want onto him.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
He's lonely. He's looking for something.
is Harriet Kemsley it? We don't know. Let's try it out.
I don't know. Do you like him?
No.
What do you mean you don't like
him? I don't like his music.
What? Have you listened to his album?
Yeah.
What about This Is America?
Oh, that's terrible.
You think it's... wrong?
It's like a
You're
nice
wrong.
Tune, but it's also like... Yeah, all right. It's quite obvious stuff.
I don't think it's obvious at all. I think it's very original.
What's original about it?
The words. The way it goes. Like, it never goes like a normal song. Like...
Oh, I see. Right. I think. Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. I guess it is a nice. It is a nice song.
What else? Yeah.
You have a chorus, and then you have the verse.
It's the video.
And then
that
you
everyone,
go back to the chorus.
It's the video that then, everyone likes, though.
Yeah, but I liked his album. I think it's great.
Okay, I'll probably give it a publicity.
Have you watched Atlanta?
I really like Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking? You don't even know what you mean. You're just trying to be provocative.
No, I don't like his music. I'm not a fan of his music.
It was one of the best. He's one of the best performers I've ever seen. He was
I'm
incredible.
Sure. A good performer. Yeah.
At one point, he went into the crowd. Like, he ran around the back and ran into the crowd at the O2.
Did he?
And, like, everyone just respected him. Nobody, like, he's just, you just respect him, you know?
What do you mean you respect him?
Everyone was just like, let's just give him, like, he was so, like, cool about it, and everyone was just, like, cool about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just went in the crowd and was just, like, in the O2 arena, and everyone was just like,
I don't understand.
And he was like, let's just all be kind to each other, but like,
oh, like, my God.
No, but, like, in a good way, like, not in. not in a creepy way, in like the world is fucked, let's just all love each other kind of way.
Yeah. That is the general theme of this age, isn't it? Sounds so profound, though. Why have you made it sound so bad?
I don't know. I've absolutely fucked it. I love him. If you're listening. You're listening.
And please sponsor us.
Please
this
sponsor
podcast
us.
Sponsored by Childish Gambino.
Yeah. That would be nice, actually.
Yeah.
Really, that would be really nice. Oh, dear. So what have you been doing then?
What do you want to talk about? My cereal?
I just feel like you've just been eating. Oh, you found out about
I've
your
stopped
cereal.
Eating my cereal now.
Why?
Because I discovered that I was going through 5,000 calories worth of it every week.
But you can't be shocked by that. Isn't it called triple chocolate crunch or something?
Yeah, I didn't know it was that. And then the milk as well.
That's not including the milk.
Yeah.
Because you have oat milk.
Yeah.
It's double. That's double.
Is oat milk double normal milk?
Oat milk is so many calories.
Yeah, so add another few onto that.
No, no, not a few. It's like literally double again. Probably.
No, it is. I'm not going to look it up.
You've been having half your daily intake of recommended calories from your cereal.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You got fucked.
You got fucked.
M&S fucked you.
Well, you know, my eyes are open now, and yeah. I won't have a bowl a day. A big
is
bowl
it
a day.
One bowl? That's
yeah,
one
but it's a big
bowl,
one, isn't it? It's a big one. Is it getting through two boxes a week? Yeah, it's a bit much that. So
sad.
It's really sad, actually.
Yeah.
What do you have for breakfast now?
Yeah, I don't have breakfast, really.
Oh, you just
have a bit of coffee.
Yeah, doing your fasting, yeah.
Do you have a bit of coffee, though?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
You do you, but be
but don't
careful.
Have the cereal.
Don't
then
have
I got some
cereal.
Hot cross bun ice cream to cheer myself up yesterday from
so
Lidl.
You're just going to replace it.
Lidl, bloody lovely. It. They should sponsor us. Can believe it. Have you been to Lidl?
I haven't really. I find it a bit confusing. Oh, it's Lidl, madness. Because it's not set up like a.
Oh,
I can't quite process
word.
It.
Everything's just in piles, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. But around the edges, you're all right.
Stick around the edges. So cling
Stick
to, the,
to
wall.
The edges.
Cling to
the
wall.
To
the
wall.
You'll be safe.
Yeah. Pick up your cheap tomato paste and then get right. out.
Yeah.
Guess how much you paid for a tube of tomato puree? Guess.
69p.
69p, he says.
20p.
No. Why do you ruin the game like that?
I'm sorry.
34p.
34p.
And it's a big tube.
Wow.
Guess how much
I
paid for
a big tube. Sorry.
Guess how much I paid for a big jar of roasted red peppers. Big jar.
I have no reference point for how much that would be on the normal shelf.
Okay, guess.
£2.
£3.
£1.70.
It's not much cheaper than
guess how much my tub of hot cross bun ice cream was. And that is a niche flavour.
£2.
£1.70.
Yeah, it's £1.70. I guess that's how much.
Cheap. I know my ice cream.
Their chocolate is amazing.
Yeah.
I've forgotten how much.
Well, like Little Brand nice. Chocolate.
Yeah, it's really good.
Sounds amazing.
Meats.
I'm not talking because you told me to shush, so.
I'm still talking.
Okay,
about
on.
The different things you can get in Little. They had steam cleaners meats. For 30 quid.
Ski cleaners.
Shh. Steam cleaners, 30 quid. That's this week's deal. That's in the middle aisles. They had a load of Reese's peanut butter cups. They were cheap as well.
Bobby loves those.
Please. Hurry up. What else are they? They had some very good salmon. A lot of salmon, actually, on display. And big tiramisu was like a quid. Didn't buy that. All right. You can talk now.
What? You're done listing the specials a little for the week.
I've just had a really good time.
Do we have to do that every week now? Especially?
We've got in this week.
And then...
Great. Well, it's good to see you've been yesterday. Working hard. Yeah.
Went for a walk. Went for a walk, went to Lidl.
But you said you can't eat the ice cream or something, right? What's wrong
with it? Yeah, because our freezer don't work. So
oh, no.
It's slowly melting on my housemate's shelf. Didn't put it on my shelf.
You dick.
Left it on someone else's shelf and just left the house. So, yeah. So there you go.
Thank you.
I let someone try a bit. I let Jay try a bit. And she just put a spoonful in her mouth and went, "That is absolutely disgusting." So no one wanted any more. So, but I do recommend it. I think
why
it's an interesting
flavor.
I don't know.
Disgusting.
She doesn't like nutmeg.
I think it's probably quite sweet, I imagine. And I think Jay has quite a refined palate. Like, she cooks and stuff. Like, she doesn't want your sweet, sugary shit, you know?
Yeah, she does. She eats a load of choco from Lidl.
Yeah, well, I think maybe it's just shit then. I was trying to be nice.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, been pretty busy.
I think you've nailed like the perfect work-life balance, which is just that you just live like your life without stressing about stuff. I want that. I'm constantly.
What do you mean? What are you stressing about?
I had car issues.
Oh, I did as well. I forgot about that. I think I just forget about the stressful stuff.
That's good. That's
what was your
live.
Car issue?
So my windscreen had crack in it that got bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And I had to drive to Manchester and I was like, it's quite big now, then we have to get it replaced. So then I was like planning ahead to go to Manchester. So then on the weekend I had to try and find someone to come fix it, and then it was really stressful because then people couldn't come out, like, but then I managed to find a guy called Andy Windscreens.
Please sponsor us. Yeah. Andy Windscreens.
Yes, yeah, so
why is Harriet Craig sponsored by Andy Windscreens? Yeah.
So Bobby was just in the room and then he didn't know what I was doing. I just got in and said, "Hello, is that Andy Windscreens?" but I don't think his surname was at Windscreens because he was Polish. I don't think it was.
Right.
But
are you sure it's not Andy's Windscreens?
And Andy's Windscreens. No, Andy. Oh, maybe. No, oh. I think it was Andy, like, as if his name was Mr. Andy Windscreens.
Right, okay.
Which I don't think it would be too much of a coincidence to go
into the business.
It would
be far too much of a coincidence.
But maybe you're led that way because of, like,
is that what
subliminal
they call nominative
messaging.
Determinism?
Yeah, maybe it was in his blood all along. But yeah, anyway, so then he was great, though. He fixed it. It was all good. And then on Thursday, I rushed. I got my hair done, got stuff. And then I was like, right, now. And I made food for the journey. And then I went and sat in my car. Fucking car wouldn't turn on.
Why not?
I don't know. And I tried for ages, it just wouldn't start. And then I called the green flag people and they weren't going to come for ages. And then I couldn't go. And then they came like hours later and I'd flooded the engine apparently because I had to move it a tiny bit when he came.
You flooded the engine?
I flooded the engine.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
I don't think you can do
apparently
that.
Apparently, if you move in a semi-micro or something, just only a little bit, then it floods it.
Oh, weird.
But yeah, it started working in the evening, but it was too late. And then I had to cancel on wonderful Harriet Dyer, who sometimes listens to the podcast, but maybe doesn't listen anymore.
I wouldn't blame her.
I wouldn't blame her either.
Please sponsor us, Harriet Dyer.
Please. I just sat in the car for like an hour and Bobby kept ringing me from the house and he was like, "Are you all right?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm just going to stay in the car, wait to see if it turns on."
Oh dear.
And just sat crying in the car.
Oh dear.
Bobby's back.
Hello, Bobby.
I told him he wasn't allowed to come back until we finished. It is his house. That's what he said.
Tennis boy.
tennis boy, here he goes. Do you play tennis in jeans? Oh no, tracksuit bottoms.
These were jeans.
Sorry, they look like jeans from far away.
And a yazoo for after.
And a yazoo for after tennis.
I think you mean during.
Do you want to anything to say on the podcast, Bobby?
That implies I get to say one sentence.
Yeah, one what's sentence. One sentence you've got to sum up things? Quick, quick.
You didn't cry this week.
Whee.
Yeah, it's true. That was last week.
Not even when he flooded the engine.
Thanks. No, I was talking about when I sat in the car, Bobby. And I wouldn't come in the house.
Oh, yeah, you did cry then, for sure.
That was over a week ago, though.
For sure.
He just kept messaging me saying, you're right. It's like, yeah, just sit in the car for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I knew she was sitting in the car crying because her car wouldn't start and she couldn't do this gig. Yeah. Which is, like, I understand why she was disappointed she couldn't do the gig. That's reasonable. But sitting in your car sobbing over something that has nothing to do with you, like her car not starting has nothing to do with her, right?
You didn't want to disappoint other people,
I just
right?
felt like a dick, yeah.
No, being a dick would be if you pretended your car wouldn't start and then cancel, but then that's what being a dick is. Being a dick isn't just I
felt like it was my fault somehow.
You had a bad thing happen to you.
But I didn't put it on you. I just stayed in the car and we
Why
just
Why would
texted.
It be his fault?
No, because... no, but I mean, I didn't come back and cry at him blah, blah, blah. I just sat in the car.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it just gets exhausting once a week to have a woman sobbing at you about nothing.
Well, I didn't, did I? I stayed in the car. I cried in the car.
You did, though.
No, but I stayed away from
you. No,
him.
But
I'm
did
saying.
You cry in the car?
Well, I didn't probably cry, but I just kind of sat, like, very still. And then now and again you'd message and I'd say, still in the car.
I'd just message her and say, hey, Harriet, how is it out there in the car?
How long were you in the car for?
Like 40 minutes. It was really cold,
what,
too.
And you were just in here?
I was just sitting in the living room, trees in the car. To be honest, I think we should have some more of these car living room hangouts. I really enjoyed when she was in the car because I felt like she was nearby if I needed her.
Yeah,
but
also,
I had free reign of the house, so I'm all for more car time.
It's like married couples that live in separate houses but next door to each other.
Yeah, I live in the car.
You can't afford two houses.
No.
One's got to live in the car.
No.
I can afford a house and a car, though.
Okay.
Like you said. And perhaps a mattress in the back seat of this car.
And the Micra.
Well, Harriet's quite tiny, micro? Though. She's a compact lady. Yeah.
Let's crawl up in the back of the Micra.
Yeah.
Swap it for a little van.
Yeah, maybe get
like
a little
Bedford
van.
Like a Bedford Rascal.
Yeah.
And then put on the side of it, Harriet's crying van.
Harriet cries easily.
Hello, good children. Do you want to pay £5 to see a woman tear up over nothing?
That's a good idea. You can get a van, drive it around places for people to cry in.
It's like an ice cream truck.
That is actually a good idea.
Yeah.
It's like an ice cream truck, except instead of getting ice cream, you have a place to cry.
Yeah. Like a solid, quiet place.
I actually had an invention the other day that I thought of that I think is a really good invention.
Go on.
I can't tell you because then you'll steal it.
I'm not going to invent anything. I'm not going to make it, am I?
What?
Well, it's not me that's going to steal it. It's going to be someone listening.
I'm going to say this. I guarantee the idea is not as good of an idea as you think it is.
It's really good. It's
Go
really
on,
good. I'm not going to tell you.
I'll tell you my invention idea.
What's
that
your invention?
No, you first.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
No, because you're going to upstage me with your invention.
What do you mean upstage you? What?
You say your invention.
Like when I'm eating a burrito, sometimes my moustache hairs get in the way. So it's like a comb thing that goes all the way around, like that.
Oh, like to protect
like
your
mouth. Like a circular comb that pulls all my hairs back.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting.
That is so.
Like
just
a stretchy mouth comb.
Just trim your beard.
Yeah, go on. What's yours?
What's yours?
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so you know how I'm using these recyclable bottles, like the refillable water bottles. But then sometimes I feel like I want like a fizzy drink. You can't just get a fizzy drink places. So we set up recyclable, reusable Coca-Cola stations or like fizzy drink stations.
What are you on about?
So you just like people can come and use the tap like a soda stream and then you just fill it up into your into your bottle
and you can
go around liter. With your bottle. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do that.
Thank you, invention. I'm an inventor now.
That's not an invention.
Yeah, I invented something.
I invented something.
I'm an inventor.
Harriet.
Don't take this away from me. I'm an inventor.
You're
and nobody
not an inventor.
I am an inventor.
An inventor
oh,
is...
Like, it doesn't exist. If something, you just said, how come that
You just said,
exist?
Move a soda stream to a new place. Your invention is to move a soda stream to a public place.
Nobody's done it. Nobody's done it.
Because maybe people aren't having enough carbonated things in their diet. Oh. They need more carbonation.
So you can take like a... They do it for wine in some places.
Yeah, like you can get... When we went to Montreal, there was like a you wine card.
They do them in London as well, yeah.
So it's already an idea, really.
No, they don't do it for Coca-Cola.
Why Coca-Cola? I thought you hated Coca-Cola.
I know I do, but like a brand that's not Coca-Cola. Like
Fanta.
One that's like... Fanta.
That is
no, that's from the Coca-Cola company. No, a different
Pepsi.
Company.
Pepsi.
No, like
mean.
Maybe like
Lipton's
Dr.
Iced
Pepper.
Tea.
Dr.
Pepper.
That's from the Coca-Cola company as well. Something that's not from them, but like a fizzy, refreshing drink that
San
you
Pellegrino.
Don't have to just drink water. Yeah, you can get fizzy water from.
Yeah,
that
I'm
company.
Sure there's no horrible story of genocide
you,
behind that bottled water.
We'd give you we'd give you fizzy water if you want it.
Yeah.
Now you're coming around to the idea, right?
No, I think it's a good idea, but
thank
I think...
Thank you.
What's happened with this podcast? It used to be about why Harriet's upset,
you
and then Sunil talks about how he's dead inside. We need to get back to that.
You don't want to know what we've talked about today.
Yeah.
Why? What, was it me?
No. Just her sneezing.
Yeah, I talked about how my
oh, her trombone nose.
This has just been a catch-up. This is a catch-up podcast. Now.
Okay.
It's a professional podcast.
She keeps saying that.
I keep saying it because no one believes it.
Have you got a sad story?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Well, that at least gets
okay, I'm
going to
leave
okay.
for this part.
Okay.
I love you, Bobby.
Hurry, I'm still in the room.
I know. Bye, Bobby.
Thanks for coming.
Where are you going to go?
Just went around in a
bye,
circle.
Bye, Bobby. He just walked in a circle.
He's going to sit over there.
Bobby, don't sit there. Okay, you can sit there. But we can't hear you, so you can't talk because you're not on the microphone. So you have to be quiet, Bobby. Okay, so this is based on an experience that actually happened to me. So,
oh, my. Are you going off script?
I'm going off script. So,
all right, go on, yeah.
No, but then I'm going to show you something. So, okay. This is mad. Okay, last Saturday, I was on my way, just walking down Streatham High Road peacefully on my way to get my dry cleaning.
Sure.
As I was walking, suddenly I was pushed to the side and a man on a mobility scooter was driving erratically at high speeds down the pavement while clutching a snake. He was wielding the snake erratically at people, and it wasn't clear who was in charge, the man or the snake, and like who was okay. running this operation. And they were both wielding in and out of people and at high speeds down the high road with the man and the snake, and then everyone was jumping out of the
on
way
on the pavement.
And everybody, he looked afraid of the snake, but it also looked like he was using the snake as a weapon, but I wasn't sure if he was fighting the snake or the snake was fighting him. And they sped down the road. And I had to get my dry cleaning, but I had to turn home because I was afraid. I was so afraid of this snake man because he was going so quickly and so erratically. And I thought he was going to get me.
It's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
You just turned around.
No, I went back up. I went home and I tried calling Bobby, but it was on a tube. And I was like, there's a man with a snake on a mobility scooter and he's threatening people with it. Or he's
what
fighting it.
Doing?
We're not sure. Everybody else was jumping out the way because they was wielding a snake in their face. It was like a wild snake. It wasn't like
a domesticated snake.
It wasn't like the snake was like angry and he was angry and like it was mad. It was absolutely mad. And then I was afraid. So then I went to walk home. Then I was like, you can't live in fear. And I was actually quite close to the dry cleaners. And so then I did what you did in Lidl, like kind of clung to the wall, just kind of like with my back
to the wall in Lidl
because you're afraid in Lidl. And so and so that's what I did. But anyway, so then I tweeted it, and it turned out this is a thing in Streatham that this man now and again leaves his house fighting a snake on a mobility scooter. And he just goes up and down the high road, weaving in and out of people, just fighting this snake.
What do you mean? Are you sure he's fighting it?
It's happened before. It's happened before.
So you're not just taking it out for a walk?
I mean, neither of them are happy. It's a mad...
Are you
going to
show me pictures?
No. What I'm going to show you is... So then I told my friend Charlotte about it, and she said, we've got a guy in Camden that only walks backwards. he's known as the backwards man. And he only walks backwards. So it's like a thing in certain areas where people have...
Yeah, everyone's got their local carriage,
haven't
they?
Everyone's got their local guy. So this is... So Streatham's got the snake guy and Camden's got walking
backwards
man.
Walking guy.
Yeah.
We've got a guy who dresses like he's out of the Matrix. That's
does he do good. Anything? Does he do anything?
He's just a dick.
Okay. This is him, look. So watch this video. So this is Camden Town's backwards walking man.
Insists he is not acting.
He insists he is not acting and suffers from retropulsion.
You haven't pressed play.
That he's propelled backwards. It won't play.
Okay. So that won't play, but there is a man who walks backwards. But I think Snake Man's more exciting. Yeah, but how do you know? Who's so told you it's a thing around here?
Well, then I tweeted it, and then Katie, who lives nearby, was like, yeah, it's a thing. Like, this guy's a dick. He's just going around with a snake.
What kind of snake?
I think he might live really near me, and the snake might be anywhere near me.
What kind of snake?
Like a green snake.
How big?
Long. Long green snake. Thick. Wild.
Thick.
Not too thick. Quite thin.
Wait, I'm back.
Bobby's back.
I met the Snake Man. He does live just around the corner.
Yeah.
I met him without the snake.
Yeah.
I got in his way on the sidewalk. I said, sorry. He said, it's okay. He was actually quite nice.
He was
reasonable.
Like a nice guy. So I doubt that he was going at speed.
He was, I've never seen someone go so fast and so erratically. Like, he was like,
never.
He
only had you've one never hand. Seen a disaster movie?
Control. He was out
he only
of
had
control.
One hand on the thing.
One hand on the thing, one hand wielding a snake.
I don't think
he was
going
them.
That fast, though, because they only go, so like, fast. 4 miles an hour.
It wasn't. It was going, like, very fast. Like, imagine someone walking and imagine someone on a mobility scooter driving quickly.
But mobility much scooters, faster. Are they don't go faster.
Well, then
than, like,
he's got, he's high, he's put, like, something with engine. He's, like, turbo boosted it, like, in Fast and Furious or something.
Mm. Possibly.
Anyway, this with nitro backwards man, he's been.
The thing is, it's hard to get to the bottom of this because you exaggerate so much about these things.
I cannot explain to you how bad it was.
No, that's the thing. You can only give me your side of the story. I want to hear his side.
Snake mobility scooter.
How many times have you googled that?
No, I just tweet. I haven't even googled it.
You've never googled it.
Man on mobility scooter, 21st of August, 2018. Man on mobility scooter spotted grappling with snake in South London. That's literally, that's grappling. That's how I describe it as well.
That's a good word.
Look,
let's have a look.
Here he is. I found him.
I want to see it.
Jesus Christ. This is the first time one of your stories has ended with the animal being alive.
Oh.
It's quite nice.
But I wish it was dead. It's okay. The first time I've wished it was dead. I hate snakes. I hate this man.
Another woman said, in the last few weeks, I've seen snake, ferret, bearded dragon, and macaw all just hanging out with people in high streets or cafes.
But you see what I mean? He's like grappling with it. It's
occasionally,
like he's got it in one
occasionally
hand.
Occasionally, I used to see a chap who travelled on the South London train network with a live snake coiled on his head.
Oh, God.
This is why you can't go travelling.
I
can't.
It's what makes South London so amazing. There you go.
Put that on
there
the tourist poster.
See,
this
it's
guy.
Not such a bad thing.
This guy on the mobility scooter with a snake.
Yeah.
Isn't that mad?
Good Lord.
He's probably taken it to the vet or something.
But you put it in a box. You put it in a box.
He's got a basket on the front of the scooter.
You don't just hold it. Why is he just holding it?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's hot.
I think it's animal August. Cruelty, though, maybe. Do you think? Like, I don't know. It's definitely not okay. Like, I hate snakes, but I don't think you should treat it like that.
Do you think
maybe
snakes
the snake
get sad?
Likes it. I think this snake is sad.
Do animals get sad?
Yeah,
they
my
do.
My cat gets sad.
I saw a video of those. You know when people do those like cute hedgehog videos, like a hedgehog having a bath.
Yeah.
And this one was like two hedgehogs. Like, look at my hedgehogs having a bath. One was just drowning. One was just
oh
like, just toppling over and drowning. And everyone's like, what the fuck is this? You just show me. Yeah.
You're just drowning a hedgehog.
You're just drowning a tiny little hedgehog.
Do you know what I actually discovered? Have you seen Ellen's recent special? Relatable?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Have you seen the bit where the parakeet dances?
No.
Oh my God, birds can dance. Like if you play music, a bird will dance.
Oh,
like
that's
it's
nice.
Like getting, it's moving its feet. It's like moving its head. It's better dance than I am. It's like properly dancing. It's a really good dancer. The animal kingdom is a fantastic place. Streatham is
what a profound
going to
statement.
The shit. yeah.
Okay. Well.
Anyway, so
sorry you haven't cried recently.
Thank you so much. So, what are you doing? What's coming up with you?
So, such a lot of stuff coming up. Easter next weekend.
Wow. You think you'll take some time off maybe over Easter? Relax.
I think I'll go and eat Scotch eggs with Neil O'Rourke.
Oh, very nice.
Shout out to Helen Bauer, having a birthday recently.
Happy birthday, Helen.
Happy birthday, Helen.
Happy birthday.
Hope you can join us for Scotch eggs next week.
I'm just using this as like.
Going to visit my mother next week, I think, as well.
That's good.
And just gigs, just standard gigs. Castle Club in a couple of weeks. Going to go and visit a castle.
What class are you?
Okay, here we go.
Wait, does your mom know you're a comedian yet?
Yeah, probably.
But have you had a conversation with her?
No, we don't talk. We don't have conversations like that.
This is mad. It's mad.
That's sad. Why don't you talk about
Is that,
that?
Sad? I don't know.
It's
sad,
hugely
it?
Sad that you, have you not heard, tell your mother
you've,
what you
you've
do.
Heard, like, my family, we don't really talk. I've told you that makeup story. That's mental.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that next week, I think, in more detail. I'll tell you the story
about how my dad had a seizure once as well.
Great.
All right.
I think we finally unearthed something and we've reached the end of the podcast.
This podcast is now again called Why Sunil Never Cries.
You know it, yeah. I've not told you that. I've done it in stand-up, I think.
All right. Well, I think next
Tune
week.
Tune in a fortnight
Tune
to
in
find
to,
out.
Stories from my life.
Elliot, have you noticed Elliot's haircut?
Yes. Didn't want to mention it because...
Because it's horrid. Because it's awful.
Is it?
I like it. Why is it awful?
What's horrid?
Well, it's just too short.
No, it's not.
I was in the hairdresser's getting my hair cut.
Yeah.
And I saw in the mirror, there was a mother and son sitting behind me, like watching it being done. Halfway through the haircut, the mum just grabs the boy and they leave. And I was like, this is going to be a shit haircut, isn't it?
She just looked horrified and was like, I can't do that
to my son. Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that haircut.
It's too short. It's gone all tinted. Like the front bit's
What do you mean?
Swished up on its own.
It can feel very revealing to have a short haircut.
Yeah, I feel very vulnerable.
Oh, I see,
you
right.
You feel like there's nothing to hide behind.
Yeah.
There's no,
but it must feel very neat, though.
You know?
No.
Well, I'm sorry. I like it.
Very nice. I like it. It's a good haircut.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks. I was fishing for that.
Yeah, he's really good. Well, I'm still on tour. If anyone wants to come and see me on tour, oh, your watch is telling you to go for a cigarette.
No, tell me to stand up.
Are we standing? Harriet's
still on tour. Please go and see her on tour. How was Bromsgrove?
It was actually really nice.
Was it
yeah,
good?
It was actually fine.
Yeah.
I got myself in the Bromsgrove Gazette. Bromsgrove Standard. I don't know.
What do you do? To
I just called them and said.
Got a snake on a mobility scooter. Come and take a photo.
Yeah. So I'm going to Canterbury.
Hometown.
Cambridge. Hometown homecoming
okay.
gig.
Yeah.
Cambridge. Corsham.
Oh,
Wells.
That's near Bath, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's nice.
And Mac.
When are you going to Corsham?
At the end of May.
Oh, no. Busy.
Oh, dear. Okay. That was nice how you did that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think we're all good.
All the best. I'll be a Mac as well.
Thank you so much to everyone that came to Soho.
Thank you.
I met some fans of yours. Why are you saying thank you?
Thank you everyone that came to Harriet Show at Soho.
Okay, thank you so much.
Cheers then, bye.
Bye-bye.